He is, without a doubt, one of my favorite voices at ESPN. If you're looking for thought-provoking, honest, genuine conversation from somebody who seems to get it a lot better than everybody else, he is the guy. And he is, of course, Bomani Jones, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones, who joins us here on BTL. Bomani, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We are in a historical time right now for a variety of reasons, and I never thought that our platform of sports talk radio would be able to provide this much attention and this much conversation to the Black Lives Matter movement. But if you look at the world of sports and who has handled this, who has handled this the worst? Whether it's a team or a player or organization who has made you just kind of sit there with your mouth open, almost dumbfounded by what they're saying or what they're not saying.
Yeah, I have to say that the people who stand out at this point, nobody's really said anything just absolutely awful in the sports world. You have the people that you look at and you wonder why they haven't said anything. Like, it's kind of weird. The Yankees sitting there in the middle of the Bronx. And they haven't said anything about it. Like, I think it's been the Yankees, the Knicks, and the Rangers. The Knicks and the Rangers are the same people. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, who made the decision that they're not going to, like, say anything about these matters. And I feel like that only can indicate one of two things in this time. That either indicates a indifference from whoever's in charge, or they have a belief that their fans are simply too racist to be able to listen to this, right? Like, I feel like this should be put in the proper context, which is these teams are insulting their fans by saying you can't handle us saying Black people matter.
Is there a team or a person or an organization you feel like who has handled it the best out of everybody?
A lot of guys in college football have been surprisingly good about this, and I think it's in part because they have to deal with players and recruiting and all of that stuff, right? So they got a different incentive structure in how they handle things. But, like, the idea of Mark Stoops walking his team through downtown Lexington at a Black Lives Matter rally in Kentucky and speaking at that rally, Will Muschamp registering his players to vote, that is a really big thing. Tom Herman, who apparently even before this started had decided that he needed to make an effort to better understand his players. Those kinds of things for me have been kind of refreshing to see that I think for a lot of coaches, if you pretend to care about your players and you see what's going on here and realize how easily what happened to George Floyd could be one of your players, it's got to be something to make you look at it differently.
Yeah, Bomani Jones joining us here on BTL, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Make sure you subscribe, review, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. You know, listening to the newest episode of The Right Time today, you seemed pretty hopeful, I guess is the word, with the NFL's and Roger Goodell's statement and video. Do you think that this is just a well-done PR cover-up by him, or do you think that this is him genuinely being remorseful for how poorly he and the league has handled things?
I don't know if how remorseful he is. I do think that he did not want things to go the way that they did. I do believe that. I don't know necessarily what the remorse level is, but what happened was people that work for the NFL put a squeeze on him. And we're seeing this in a lot of offices, that people are getting squeezed by the employees who are demanding that their employers stand for the morality that they purport to represent. And that's the thing that got him, man. They were having all-day meetings over there on Friday, and he was getting the blues from people. And then he wound up putting out that video.
I love how you said, too. He looked like he was basically being held hostage, and he just looked so exhausted having to do this thing.
Yeah. No. He had a rough day at work on Friday, and this was the culmination of it.
You know, when Roger says that they were wrong for not listening to the players, some people were kind of up in arms that he didn't specifically mention Colin Kaepernick's name. Did you feel that way?
No. I imagine that there's some legalese involved in how much they can talk about Kaepernick or when, right? So there's that part of it. The other thing for me about it is they're not letting Kaepernick back into the league. Like, that's just not going to happen. The 32 owners individually are not going to do that. And that is indefensible, certainly. But I don't know exactly how much energy and effort people need to put toward that cause, because it's just not going to happen. It would have been good if they had done that, right? And I wonder if for Goodell, he's like, I'm not the one keeping him out, so I'm not going to be the one to say it, because he's not the one that's keeping him out. And I can understand why he wouldn't want to be the one to say it.
Do you feel like the NFL owners really support what was sent out by Roger Goodell, because we haven't heard anybody really backing up those statements and in backing up that video that was put out.
There may be an owner who supports him, but we ain't heard from him.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we are going to, hear from him. Like, that was not about the owners. Like, the thing about the NFL is when we talk about it in like the term, the NFL, the league office is one thing. The owners are another, and Roger represents the owners. And I've seen nothing to indicate that the owners or any of these owners sincerely and legitimately care about this, because if they did, it would much more closely embrace what the Players Coalition is doing and embrace the Inspire Change initiative. And the owners themselves have not done that. They just put that entirely on the face of the players when so much good could happen if they participated.
I'm sure you're getting bombarded with this question from everybody, but I do feel like I want to ask this and get your two cents on it. Do you feel like Colin Kaepernick's career is officially done in the National Football League?
Yeah, I felt like that for years now. Yeah. I just don't think they're going to walk it back. And I think now some of the arguments that they made previously that were disingenuous, like, well, he hasn't played in all this time or whatever. Well, now those things matter a little bit more now. He's missed three full seasons now. Like, physically, he's healthy, so you don't have those kinds of concerns. But it has been 3 years now, and I think it becomes much easier to sell that rationalization as to why he's not in the league. It's not the reason he's not in the league, but I don't think it's an inappropriate reason for a team to say they would not want to sign him right now.
Yeah, we're chatting with Bomani Jones here on BTL, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Make sure you subscribe, review, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. How much of a mess has Twitter been over the last week and a half? Because every time I look at it, sometimes I just find myself seeing and reading just really, really dumb, stupid comments from people.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen too many of them, man. I got my filter turned up to 10. I do everything I can to keep them people out of my life. And so I mean, they're out there. Those people are there. But by and large, man, the crazies are laying low right now. Because, I mean, Nick, you realize how crazy you got to be at this point to say something like the way we see people lose their big jobs on this just because they want to be mad. Like, you got to be on a whole nother level at this point to be out here talking that noise. People will turn you in to your boss.
And maybe this is, I'm going to say a terrible question, and I apologize ahead for it, but how does a basic white dude like me, who's never had to deal with any of this, how do I get better educated on this stuff? Does that make sense? Because, you know, for me, I participated in the Blackout Tuesday, and I put a black square on my social media, but I felt like that just wasn't cutting it for me. And I'm thinking to myself, this does not educate me in the way that I feel like I need to be and want to be educated in learning and understanding. And I thought to myself, wow, this feels like I've done nothing. How do we be better in all of this?
You know, one thing I really think that people can do, and it sounds really simple, and I don't at all intend to sound patronizing on it, but just read the newspaper, man. Like, these stories that lay out what's going on, they're all there, right? Like, all these things are here. There are all kinds of stories about racism and discrimination and everything else that are available for all of us. I think the most difficult thing, I think, for a lot of white people in this is we don't tend to make this stuff up, right? Like that's, I think that's the part that gets lost, is that we don't tend to make this stuff up. Like, have some patience and consider that. I think this is probably the biggest thing that people need to keep in mind. It's actually, like, the issue of race and racism, it's actually worse than you think, right? It's not just these bold, egregious examples. It's a lot of little things that happen here and there, and it's things that you notice in your office, and you just kind of take it as normal because it's always been that. The big thing you can do is just kind of, like, just think about stuff that you see a little more, and when you hear people say something about it, just consider the possibility that they might have a point.
He's one of the best voices at ESPN, and man, I tell you what, every time I hear him, I find myself learning something. Bomani, thanks so much. Be well, be safe during this pandemic and everything, and thanks so much for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right, man, thank you.